This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado may need to open a new prison to deal with the rising number of inmates. Kyle McKinnon for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
Governor Polis' office gave the legislature's Joint Budget Committee two options this week: buy and renovate a shuttered facility or contract with a private company to reopen one. But opening one prison could cost around $200 million. And may not be enough to handle the projected increase in inmates. Lawmakers on the committee argue it's hard to justify the spending on a new correctional facility while they're cutting social services to balance the state budget. Activist groups blame stricter parole policies for keeping more people incarcerated longer than they should be.
Kyle McKinnon for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. President Donald Trump is re-endorsing Republican Representative Jeff Hurd in the midterm elections after initially taking his support away and supporting Hurd's primary challenger last month. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Trump announced the about-face Friday morning, saying he met with Hurd's primary challenger, Hope Shepelman, and discussed different opportunities for her to serve rather than run for Congress. Trump says Shepelman is withdrawing from the race and will instead join his administration in a capacity to be determined. Trump went on to re-endorse Hurd to prevent a Democrat from winning the seat. Hurd says he's grateful for the support and Trump's efforts to unify Republicans in the 3rd Congressional District. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's 6:06.